setting the standard, automatic first downs, and more UP cross country. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. Andrea Stengard joined an elite club of runners at Ironwood High School last weekend at the Division II Upper Peninsula Girls Cross Country Finals. She became the third individual medalist in the school's history, and in the race, top previously undefeated Ishpeming freshman, Lori Corpy.
I just wanted to stay with her and then try to maybe get a lead at the end, which is kind of what I did. For the first 2 miles, I ran with her, and then the third mile, I managed to get a little lead.
Stengard became the first Red Devil runner since Jessica Gehring in 2012 to claim the top spot. A junior, Stengard will look to join Ann Somerville as the school's second two-time UP champion next year. Somerville claimed top Class C honors in 1996 and 1997. The girls' team titles went to Houghton, St. Ignace, and Munising in Divisions 1, 2, 3 respectively last weekend. And the other individual medalists were Houghton's Paige Sleeman in Division 1 and Daisy England of Rock Mid Peninsula in Division 3. You can read all about the girls' UP Cross Country Finals on the second half page of the MHSAA website. Our This Week game balls go out to William Cooksey of Grosse Pointe Woods University Leggett, who became the first number one singles four-time Lower Peninsula boys tennis champion in 60 years at last week's MHSAA singles finals. The individual tournament was changed this year to just a number one singles flight because of the pandemic. The last four-time winner from the Lower Peninsula was Hamtramck's Francisco Castillo from 1957 to 1960. The week before, Cooksey had led the Knights to the Division IV team title. Our other game ball goes out to the boys' soccer team at Muskegon Mona Shores, which won its first district title since 2005 last week, topping Rockford in the championship game. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
The love of the game draws us to sports, as players, coaches, spectators, and officials. For officials, it's a way to stay in the game they once played, to feel the thrill of putting on the uniform, stepping out of the playing surface, hustling to make the call, and building the relationships which can only be built in sports. If you still have that love for the game, we always need new officials. Register now at MHSAA.com. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with Brent Rice.
Today, we're going to talk about one of the biggest rule difference areas in high school football from those rules used in college and pro games, and that deals with automatic first downs. When watching that college game on Saturday or the pro game on Sunday, all of us know that there are several defensive fouls that give the offense an automatic first down. However, under high school rules, the opposite is true most of the time. The only high school fouls that result in an automatic first down for the offense are the roughing fouls, roughing the passer, the kicker, the holder, and the long snapper. Fouls such as defensive pass interference or any other personal foul do not bring an automatic first down under high school rules.
Thanks, Brent. You can be a referee. Go to the MHSAA website now to register. The Upper Peninsula Boys Cross Country Finals last weekend were highlighted by the dominance of Ishpeming in Division II and Marquette in Division I. Ishpeming placed its five scoring runners in the top six spots in the Division II race, winning the crown for the sixth time in 7 years. Marquette grabbed four of the top seven places in winning the Division I title. Dollar Bay won its first ever title in Division III, easily outdistancing the rest of the field. Sault Ste. Marie junior Jaron Wima was the individual medalist in Division I. Division II top honors went to Silas Broberg of Ishpeming for the second straight year, and first place in Division III went to Jonah Nordine of Ewan Trout Creek. You can read more about the Upper Peninsula Boys Cross Country Finals on the second half page of the MHSAA website. There's lots of MHSAA playoff action coming up on MHSAA TV and the NFHS Network this weekend. Over 90 football playoff games will be available online, plus several boys soccer regional finals. And next week, over 100 matches will be streamed in district play in girls volleyball. And there's a new way to secure your ticket to MHSAA tournament games this year. GoFan will be the exclusive ticketing source for several MHSAA tournaments. Check with your local school for GoFan information of the availability of tickets for those games. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.